Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kelly Schweitzer with the A&M Commerce Theater Program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a play that is all puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And this is starting tonight.
Yes.
In the Performing Arts Center at A&M Commerce. So and as I look at the name of the play, I have wrestled with how to pronounce that, so I'll let you pronounce it.
It's Cthulhu, a Puppet Play.
Uh-huh. And this is based on some stories that I think a lot of people are fairly familiar with.
Mm-hmm. It's based on the work of H.P. Lovecraft. We've taken some of his characters and situations and locations and crafted, it's a wholly new story, but it's kind of set in his world and his cosmology that he's created.
Mm-hmm. This is not a children's play.
No.
So when we say puppets, people automatically think of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or more likely, the Muppets.
The Muppets.
And Sesame Street.
Yeah.
But this is while it's not something that maybe teenagers
mm-hmm.
should not see, but it's not for little kids.
Yeah, it's not for children. We've been telling people about PG-13. There's some adult language, adult situations. It's a little bit scary at times, so we don't want to frighten kids. So about 13 and up is probably appropriate.
I'm guessing lighting plays a really important part in this.
Lighting, sound, yeah. We pull out all those sensory stops to try to get the audience into the mood.
Puppets are your specialty.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the creation, although you did not, you're telling me you did not create these puppets
mm-hmm.
yourself.
No, they were designed by one of our graduate students, Bree Burns. She designed them, gave us the renderings in the costume shop. The costume shop actually built them.
Mm-hmm. You can't go to, there's not a puppet store.
No.
You can't buy them off the shelf, can you?
No, not these kind of puppets, no.
Right. We're talking with Kelly Schweitzer with the A&M Commerce Theater Program. Cthulhu, a Puppet Play, starts tonight. Now, this is in what I'm familiar with as the Black Box Theater, the mm-hmm. small theater in the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, our studio theater, which is downstairs from the main theater.
So seating is at a premium.
It is. It only seats, I believe, about 50 to 60 people in the way we have it configured right now. Opening night tonight has actually already sold out.
Wow.
And the other evenings are quickly filling up.
So anyone who comes to see this play, you're going to be right there in it, aren't you?
Yes.
You're right there in the play.
It's a very intimate experience.
Tell me a little bit about the story without giving away too much.
Well, the basics are it's about a man, a professor, funnily enough,
mm-hmm.
Who comes across this object, and it's a very strange object. He doesn't know what it is. He begins to research it, and as he researches it, he delves further and further into this kind of subculture that is based around Cthulhu, and the question is he going mad as all these strange, bizarre things start to happen, or is Cthulhu real and actually coming to get him?
Mm. Is this a story, could you have done it with regular actors? Could you have done it in a traditional way? Or is there something about it that lends mm-hmm. itself in particular to puppets?
We could have done it with real people, but I think it lends itself to puppets because it is so fantastical and strange. So you have that layer of, it's kind of strange to watch people in giant puppet outfits on stage because it's full size, human size puppets. That adds to the story and adds to the strangeness of the evening.
Yeah, and I should say, and you just did, that these are not, while you may have some hand puppets, but you told me the hand puppets are rendered how?
They're all in video, actually. So the small hand puppets are video. Like in that world, when we watch things in video, they're hand puppets for whatever reason. And then the puppets that are actually on stage are human full-sized puppets.
And you wrote this play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, myself and my then-husband, Michael, wrote it together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I must say I'm intrigued. have to come see it. But you have life-size puppets. This is not little people sticking
nope.
up their hands up above the, you know, the wall and doing,
nope.
you know, moving their fingers.
Yeah, this is actual full-size, you know, 5 to 5.5 foot tall puppets. Yeah.
Live music.
Mm-hmm. Live music and original score by Levi Nichols in the music department.
Runs about how long?
Right at an hour with no intermission.
Oh, nice and quick.
In and out.
Like that. All
we
right.
like
Very
that.
Good. Well, give us the information about reservations then, but also performance times and dates and reservations.
Sure. It runs tonight, November 18th through November 23rd, 8 p.m. each night. And then there's also a 3 p.m. matinee on Sunday the 23rd. And you can make a reservation by calling 903-886-5900. Or you can get tickets now online at Marketplace, all one word, marketplace.tamuc.edu/box office, all one word. Mm.
I believe they say break a leg in theater.
They absolutely do.
Okay, well, break a leg.
Thank you.
Kelly Schweitzer with the A&M Commerce Theater Program, and Cthulhu starts tonight in the Performing Arts Center. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.